pasuk says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says, V'yomer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Anoichi Elokei Avicha, I am the God of your father. And the Medrash says, Ma Asa, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachal do? Nigalei Lo B'Kol Shelaviv. He revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu with his father's voice. And of course, this is most difficult to understand. The Sefer Ginza Yisrael from the Tzarik V'Rebbe explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to a Navi, the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to a Navi is that the Navi should be sent, giving over a message to Klal Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to a Navi, he appears to them, to the Navi, according to the level that Klal Yisrael is at. And if Klal Yisrael is at a higher level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself that way. And if unfortunately Klal Yisrael is at a lower level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself at that level. We know that Klal Yisrael at this point when they were in Mitzrayim were in a very weak place. As we say in the Agadah, V'at Orem V'Erya, Klal Yisrael was missing any Torah, any mitzvahs. The only thing that Klal Yisrael had as a schus was the fact that they had Amuna. And as Chazal tell us, B'schus ha'amuna nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim, because Klal Yisrael had Amuna, that's how they were able to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. David HaMelech says to Shlomo HaMelech, Da es alakei avicha v'avdehu, that wherever you are and whatever you are and whatever your situation is, you should know that the basis of our avodas Hashem is Da Elokei Avicha. Remember where you come from. Remember that Klal Yisrael have that special connection that goes back to the avos, to our forefathers. And with that, Vavdei, you will be able to serve him. And that's, he explains, the explanation of the dialogue that takes place between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Klal Yisrael asks me, what is the name of this God? What should I say? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, say, Eya Eshe, yeah. The question is, if Moshe Rabbeinu believes that Klal Yisrael knows who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and can recognize him by identifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu by his name, then Klal Yisrael is in a very good madrega. But Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Klal Yisrael is not there. HaKadosh Baruch Rabbeinu knew that Klal Yisrael is not in a place where they have a deep and clear understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mashmoy, how will Klal Yisrael be able to connect to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they are in such a weak status? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, say, Eya She'eya, that no matter how weak their level is, and not only how weak their level is, but how weak and how terrible is their situation as they're experiencing Shibud Mitzrayim. Tell them, Eya Imam B'tzar Zois, Eya B'Shibud Char Malchus. Tell them that no matter what or where they will be, where they will be, how they will be, their Muna Pshuta, knowing that I am here, is what will take them out from all the goals. And that's what the Medrash says. Niglei Lov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, B'Koyle Shalaviv, not Moshe Rabbeinu's father, B'Koyle Shalaviv, our fathers, the fathers of Klal Yisrael, recognizing and realizing that when we recognize that we are the Am that had Avos, that forefathers that had Amunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will save us under all circumstances. The Ramban writes a letter to his son. He says, what is the way for a person to serve Hashem? He says that the first step in proper avodas Hashem is that a person, when he comes to serve Hashem, should take out all personal feelings, all personal thinking. He should think only about what does Hashem want and what is the obligation of a person who serves Hashem under these circumstances to do. And he says, that's pshat in the Pasuk in Parshas Devarim. The Pasuk says in Parshas Devarim, V'adov ha-shiyik shemechem, takriva lev shematem. If dova shiyik shemechem, if you have a question, there's something kosher, there's something difficult, I don't know what to do. What should you do? Tikrin alai. Think about what is Eli, what would be best, how will you in this situation be able to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Vishmativ, and that's what you should do. But, as I saw the Mefarshim point out, that it's not always such a simple task. It's a task that's sometimes difficult to take out our own personal considerations. But that's what is asked of us. Tikrulai Vishmativ. Think what is good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's pshat in this week's parasha. I saw the Sefer, piece Svarim V'Soifrim. The Pasuk says, as Moshe Rabbeinu was put in that little basket in the river, that this Asev Achoyse Merochayk. We know that many times the word Achoyse represents Chochmas Hashem. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Achoisi represents Chokhmas HaTorah. It says that this Asev Achoisoi Merochoik. If you want to know how to serve Hashem, that what you need to do is Merochoik, separate yourself from the Chokhmah. Just think, not use your own intellect and your own considerations. But this Asev Achoisoi Merochik, his sister took herself out of all of those considerations to know Maya Asaloi, what should we do under those circumstances? The Pasuk says, V'yuzaku v'tal shavosim alakim min avoidam. When a person is unfortunately suffering, he cries out, and just because of the suffering that he's experiencing. A person who is a Yirei Hashem doesn't just cry out of pain. He cries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he daven's to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him be taken out of whatever he's suffering from. The Ksav Sofer explains the Gemara Masech the Brachas, Dav Samach Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Maisa Behil HaZokn Sheibo B'derech, Hil HaZokn was traveling, V'shama Kol Tzvach B'ir, and as he's approaching the city where he lived in, he heard crying from the city. Omar, I know for certain that that's not coming from our house, my house. How did Hill know? Because Hill has heard somebody crying just out of pain. And he knows, and he knew, that the members of his family were trained that when you're suffering and you cry out to Hashem, you don't just cry from pain. You cry to daven to Hashem. And if somebody just cries because he's hurting, that isn't what is expected of an Oyver Hashem. And that's pshat in this week's parasha. V'yizaku v'tal shavosam el alakim. Klal Yisroel was suffering terrible in Mitzrayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw v'yar alakim es b'nei Yisroel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw what was motivating Klal Yisrael. What was motivating their crying? That their crying wasn't based on some pain that they are suffering. They're crying out because they know when we suffer, we need to cry to Hashem. And that's what Hashem wants us to do. Hashem wants us to daven to Him when we need something. And that's why V'yed Alakim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that this is the people and the time to save those people. The Pasuk says, the Medrash says, Rav Pinchas b'shem Rav Hoshi Omer. The Pasuk says, Ashrei Hagever asher tisrenu Hashem. Ein kesiv kan asher tisrenu ka. It's not like somebody who's crying out and saying, ka, ka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me because I'm suffering. Asher tisrenu ka, he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's using this opportunity to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to strengthen his amuna pshut in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was once a chassid that came to his Rebbe and said that he's suffering. And the Rebbe told him, if that's what's happening, you ought to daven. So the chassid said that, I can't daven properly. I'm suffering so terribly. And he responded, the Rebbe responded, if you don't feel that you can daven, then what you need to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that you should be zoicha to be able to daven. There's nothing that we have that's greater than being able to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel closeness to Hashem. And b'schus tar amuna pshuta, that we live our lives in that complete faith and bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Mitzrayim, V'tal Shavosam Elokim, V'yeda Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what our situation is. Here's our tefillahs, and we'll fulfill all our tefillahs l'toivah.